Jamie's going to tell us all about his top five tunes of all time. And Jamie's got a bit of a twist because they're all classical.
Yeah, they are. My fifth one at the start is Carmen Suite by George Bizet. I like this one because it's an interesting structure and it has a lovely sound throughout.
Okay. Do you often play this track?
I do, yes, but also I've actually played the Carmen Suite in real life on the tuba in an orchestra.
Oh, wow. And number four?
Pachelbel's Canon by Johann Pachelbel. It has lots of repetition, giving it a great effect, and it sounds lovely. And it's usually played in, like, weddings and stuff.
Okay, so we're up to number three now. So what is your third?
It's Festive Overture by Shostakovich. I particularly like the fanfare, the brass fanfare. As a brass player, I know what it's like to play a fanfare. And yeah, it's great. I really like that one.
Okay, and we're up to number two now.
Yeah, number two is Overture to Candide by Leonard Bernstein. I've actually played this piece in real life as well. It has a contrast throughout, which gives it a lovely effect between the woodwind and the brass and the strings, but I didn't play it with strings, I played it with a wind band. So it'd just be woodwind and brass and percussion.
Okay, so this is your number one choice now.
Yep, the longest one, probably, is The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, Benjamin Britten. It's quite a long piece. It's a variation based on Henry Purcell. It's one of his pieces. It sounds great.
So that was your top five.
Mm-hmm.
No one has ever done a top five classical on the four-piece course before. So congratulations on bucking the trend. That's fantastic. And I look forward to hearing this in its entirety.
Cool.
Thank you. It's